Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from Germany we hear from Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled, Chosen for Better or Worse.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, Who do people say that I am? And they answered him, John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets. He asked them, But who do you say that I am? Peter answered him, You are the Messiah. And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. A few weeks ago, I went with students from our school to Thésée in France. And in the Bible introduction, the brother spoke to us about Peter. He told us that Peter, whenever he appears in the gospel, he does something not very clever. As in our gospel today, at first, he is smart and pious and recognizes that Jesus is the Christ. That is indeed a unique ability of Peter. When the others don't understand who Jesus is, does Peter understand, because of his experiences with the Lord, who he is? That, in my opinion, is impressive. However, only 1 minute or so later, Peter completely misunderstands the situation and what Jesus is teaching him and the others. One moment, Peter recognizes that Jesus is the Christ, and the next, he doesn't understand what that means. He even tries to stop Jesus from suffering, even though he has just said that suffering is part of being the Son of Man. The fisherman even rebukes the Lord. That's quite a piece of work. Moreover, the situation is only one situation from many more where Peter behaves a bit rare in the encounter with Jesus. However, we did not hear this in our gospel today, but we know that passage from Matthew's gospel, even though Peter misunderstands situations and wants to make himself better, more pious, or braver than he is in the end, Jesus Christ makes Peter the foundation of the church. He says, On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hate will not overcome it. Isn't it impressive? Peter seems to be a bit stupid, but he is the ground to which Jesus entrusts his church. And the church, even though she's shaken, still stands and exists. That, so told us the brother in Thésée, can mean for us today that Jesus can and wants to use us too. We might sometimes be as lost as Peter, but when Peter can be the rock and solid foundation, then what can I be? It is the invitation to understand ourselves not as small and meaningless, but to say yes to the wonderful and great plans Jesus has for and with us. It is the encouragement that I am never too small or too lost to do or achieve something great. I might fail by doing something, But Peter failed many times, and Jesus never dismissed him for his failure. The Lord knows what we are capable of doing, and he loves us so much that we can overcome all barriers to do what we are built for. It just begins with recognizing that Jesus is the Messiah, and then he will save our lives.